Good morning. Skies cleared out quickly after dark last night, and temperatures have been dropping steadily since. Most everyone's waking up with readings in the 40s this morning. Also, areas of locally dense fog have formed, and the visibility is lower in spots early on for the morning drive. High pressure is beginning to dominate the weather picture from the Maritimes back through New England and New York State. This will mean once the fog mixes out, we'll see plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures will respond accordingly and climb back through the 50s and into the upper 60s across the higher terrain and lower 70s for highs in the valleys through the afternoon hours. That same high will set up shop over the East Coast and be influenced by an upper-level ridge of high pressure for the next couple of days. The combination will produce plenty of sunshine and even milder readings for tomorrow, with highs reaching into the mid-70s and staying in the mid-70s with mostly sunny skies on Friday. The next front and its associated trough of low pressure will pivot through the Great Lakes and to our north during the weekend. On this track, on Saturday, we'll push some clouds and a few showers through the region. Out ahead of the front, high temperatures will be back up towards 70. Right now, it looks like the effects of Hurricane Matthew will remain well off to our south, and this will produce a clearing trend into the day Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, and on the backside of the front, it'll be breezy and cooler with highs in the lower 60s. For the balance of the holiday weekend, on Monday, we'll go back to full sunshine in the lower 60s and a mix of sun and clouds climbing back through the middle and upper 60s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Matthew, now located about 155 miles south-southeast of Long Island in the Bahamas. A turn toward the north-northwest is expected today, followed by a northwest turn tonight. Matthew will be moving across the Bahamas through tomorrow and is expected to be very near the east coast of Florida by Thursday evening. Maximum sustained winds are near 125 miles per hour with higher gusts. Matthew is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some slight strengthening is forecast during the next couple of days. The hurricane is forecast to take a track roughly parallel to the coastline, and with this, it becomes very difficult to estimate impacts this far in advance. For example, only a small deviation of the track to the left of the Hurricane Center forecast could bring the core of a major hurricane onshore into Florida, while a small deviation to the right could keep all of the hurricane force winds offshore. Regardless, hurricane warnings are in effect for the Bahamas and the east coast of Florida from Golden Beach north to Sebastian Inlet. A hurricane watch is in effect north of Sebastian Inlet to Fernandina Beach. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 43 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, some fog and 48 degrees, the dew point 46, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.36 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 20 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with highs in the upper 60s, Boston, sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 61, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, for the month now 0.06 of an inch, that's 0.42 below normal. And 25.69 inches for the year, which is 4.24 inches of precipitation below normal. There were four heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month 19 and for the season 86, that's 123 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low 43, the record high 91 set in 1941, and the record low 26 in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:29 p.m., 11 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with some fog developing and lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs right around 70. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder, lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny and warm on Friday in the mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds and showers on Saturday around 70 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Sunday, lower 60s. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Monday. And on Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the middle and upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.